You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk our beloved furry companions in our weekly Guide Dog Blogs chatter. Nice and feel-good start. We are joined this week by Gary Mazin. Gary, thank you for joining us.
No problem. It's lovely to be here.
Let's talk about Herbie now, your second guide dog. Can you tell me about the first time you met him?
Yeah, Herbie is basically the lovable loon. That is what I call Herbie. After basically Gibson was sort of a death in service guide dog, again, I was told it could be quite a bit of a wait to get a second guide dog. And then, again, I was just very, very fortunate, I think. I got a call to say that we've got a dog. He's a bit of a lunatic, but in a lovable way. But he's got a bit of a weak bladder. Would that be a problem? So I was like, I don't think that would be a problem. You know, like, we've got a garden, so let's give it a go. So I went up to the guide dog office and I met him. He was very excitable, much more excitable than Gibson was. So he's obviously a much younger dog, he's a year and a half. So the first meeting, and also it was very different, actually, because he wasn't that bothered about me at all. It just, you know, obviously the instructor is the one he had the relationship with. So he was much more like just a, you know, just a man in a room for him. And then we had him sort of as a trial for an overnight, and he was fine and actually settled in, you know, quite well. And then I went to the hotel with Herbie to train him. That was the first time I did that. And I have to say, he's a London dog. And at that time, I was working in London. And so actually, that was really obvious of how great it was that he was really good with very, very busy areas around London, crossing roads, you know, the commuter sort of journeys. And that first kind of interaction with him, we didn't have an initial great bond like that I did with Gibson. And I think I've heard also there's a lot of, it's quite common that the second guide dog, you know, can be a bit of a problem dog because you have such a good relationship with the first one. So it definitely took me longer to bond with Herbie.
I like the phrase lovable loon there. So can you, tell me more about Herbie's personality. What was he like?
He's always been absolutely lovely, but crazy. I think he's just one of those dogs that, I mean, I'm not a vet. I've never, unfortunately, when he was very young, I was traveling around quite a lot. And he used to come with me, and he was very, very good on long haul train journeys. He was very, very good. He used to get very excitable. But he basically had an accident in Blackpool, and he fell down and then had to be taken to the vet. And then after that, he had basically a massive aversion to going to the vet. So he always had quirks, a lot more quirks than any other dog I've ever seen. But again, just lovable, really, because he's so always had a personality. He walks, he's got a funny waddle with the way he walks as well. The way he lays down splayed out like a spatchcock chicken, which I've never seen any dog do, like lay down like that can be in a male dog. So he's always had these kind of really funny quirks that he does. And he also talks. He's one of these most talkative dogs I've ever known. But he doesn't just sort of like bark, he actually does talk, like rawr, 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 noises kind of thing, and actually you can have a conversation with him. And my daughter loves that because like she honestly thinks that he's super intelligent and you can actually have proper conversations with him. I'd say actually he is very intelligent in terms of understanding, human words, and he's always been very good at doing that. He's always been very cheeky, always had a bit of a, you know, wild streak in him. And during free runs, it was sometimes, even now, he doesn't do the recall great. He's always been a bit of a challenge on the recalls, and he'd be the dog that goes in the bush, you know, rummaging around looking for food, being a problem trying to get back. So when I was on my own with him, it was always like a blowing the whistle, getting him back, and he was ignoring the whistle. And I was like, where is Herbie now? He would have always come back, but it was always a challenge.
Yeah, I think for Caesar, it's always carrots that will bring him to the whistle. But if he finds food better than carrots, good luck to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing with Herbie. I was even told like chicken. So I remember walking around with some cooked chicken in my pocket. And yet, as soon as he finds something and it's more interesting, no, it doesn't really matter what you do or how, you know, he'll stay there kind of thing, really. So as I got older, I got older and learnt to sort of know and, you know, find areas that are dog safe and dog friendly, which obviously makes things a lot easier.
And when it comes to particular working skills, you know, what were the working skills that stood out?
Yeah, I think with Herbie, he was fantastic on the tube and escalators. And because I was at the time, I got a job working for RNIB in London. So we were going in pre-COVID, like four times a week into town. He was fantastic. So I would walk through the park in the morning and have a bit of a busy, you know, a bit of a sort of like 5-10 minute free run back on the harness, you know, all the way into London through the tubes. He would navigate, obviously learn the journey very, very quickly. King's Cross is a mad busy, you know, and I had to often change in Liverpool Street as well. So two of the busiest tube networks, and he was fantastic. You know, I think really the only times I ever had problems is when actually other passengers walked into me. It was, you know, he used to navigate, you know, and weave around, you know, never got phased by anything. Ironically, the only time he ever got phased and I ever had a freak out was when we were walking and there was a man or a woman dressed as a guide dog, collecting for guide dogs. And they obviously got excited because they saw him, came towards him, and he went mental. He was like, obviously, who's this huge dog and why is it coming towards me? But no, apart from that, he was fantastic. And also, he made friends in the office because there were other guide dogs. And it was lovely, actually, because we have quite a nice little social group with a few of the other sort of other friends who had guide dogs, and we'd go out for walks. That was actually a really lovely part of, you know, having him. He's building up that relationship with other guide dog owners and the other guide dogs.
Did he want to play with the person dressed as a guide dog?
No, I think he really got freaked out and he was a bit like, what the hell is in his mind? He just saw a huge dog. So I think he was always a bit of a scaredy cat. He's the kind of dog that you would take, and then if there was a little dog that would yap, he would go like jump a mile and run away, kind of thing, really, very much. Like, Gibson was the alpha, and Herbie's definitely the beta kind of dog. He's not, you know, a bit of a wuss, really, when it comes to sort of any confrontation, basically. He used to go very far away from any confrontation, which is obviously good because it sort of secures his own safety, which is good because, obviously, you know, you hear about dogs being attacked and stuff like that, but he'd never get near enough.
And Caesar and Herbie actually met as well in the Grimaldi building.
They have, had a good play. Met a couple of times. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Herbie's also the kind of guide dog that, even with the harness, he still would play. So he was sort of like, Gibson never did it, and my latest guide dog doesn't do it. He's like, he would have his harness on, he would still lay on the floor, kicking his legs up in the air, and make a whole big thing about it, and basically, yeah, just get all excited, even though he's meant to be working. That's just how Herbie was.
Yeah, Caesar's exactly the same sometimes. Well, Herbie, another adorable dog, and next time here on RNIB Connect Radio, we will be hearing about your most recent dog. But for now, Gary, thank you for joining us.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.